This is Not Straight Cast News, bringing you the latest LGBTQ headlines. Huntington Beach, California is suing the state over a law designed to increase protections for trans children, making it so teachers are not required to notify parents that their child is going by a different name or using different pronouns at school. The lawsuit says that the law, AB 1955, does not have the force of law. It says that the schools were directed to create a covert parallel records filing system to hide students' name changes in order to skirt parents' requests for pupil records or educational records to which they are entitled under California Educational Code in the Family Educational Rights and Privacy Act. The law has received praise from LGBTQ advocates for keeping teachers from having to out trans students to their parents, but many conservatives oppose it. The Republican mayor of Huntington Beach, Gracie Vandermark, said in a statement that the law seeks to compel educators to keep secret from parents sensitive, private, and often life-saving information related to their child's gender issues and or expression. The state's AB 1955 law compelling secrecy not only puts children at risk, it also is unconstitutional invasion of the parent-child relationship by the state. To that end, the city of Huntington Beach is challenging the state on federal claims in federal court with the filing of this lawsuit, it says. Governor Gavin Newsom, State Attorney General Rob Banta, and State Superintendent of Public Institution Tony Thurmond are named as defendants in the case. San Bernardino Superior Court Judge Michael Sachs ruled in favor of the bill earlier this month in a lawsuit brought by the Chico Valley United School District. In his 50-page ruling, he wrote, "There is no forced secrecy in this case. Parents are still free to have conversations with their child about gender identity, and parents have the right to observe a classroom, talk to a teacher, and review educational records." Judge Sachs knows that children do not have an inherent right to privacy, so he could not mandate that school districts don't tell parents of their child's gender identity. Still, Sachs upheld the law by arguing against the proposed restrictions to be placed on it by Chico Valley Unified. LGBTQ people and pranksters have begun spamming the Texas Department of Public Safety after the agency began denying transgender people the right to change their gender on their driver's licenses last month. While trans people have previously been able to change their gender marker on their driver's licenses with a court order, last month the DPS changed its policy, saying that drivers couldn't change their licenses unless it was to fix a clerical error. The policy change also directed DPS employees to contact an internal email address anytime anyone with a court order requested to change their gender on their ID. Somehow, the internal email address became public, and people began sending spam messages and harsh criticisms of the policy change. Out of 700 pages of emails released by the agency to the Texas Newsroom, a collaboration between various statewide journalism offices, only one was about an actual request to change their gender marker. About 80 came from pranksters and critics, while one email read, "Oh no, someone's spamming your gazpacho email list, wow." Others called the policy evil, weird, and fascist. Others accused DPS employees of acting like good little Nazis and a disgrace to the eyes of God. Another wrote, "The small government state where they compile a secret list of trans people." Another said, "Stop destroying our lives, please." The Texas LGBTQIA+ community was scared and angry. Spamming the Department of Public Safety's email seems like a natural extension of the frustration that the whole community is experiencing, Jonathan Gooch, a spokesperson for the LGBTQ Rights Equality Texas, told local media. Gooch's group, however, had nothing to do with the revealing the DPS email address or encouraging others to spam it. The change in Texas policy is just one part of the state's ongoing war on trans people. And we'll be right back with more Not Straight Cast news after these messages.
If ensuring speed and security for your sites is really a top priority for you, then search no further than Vox Onyx's shared website hosting plans. They use SSD-powered servers and provide numerous site acceleration tools that make your website's load noticeably faster. Additionally, they deploy ZFS data storage to shield your website contents from corruption. Also, they will manage the task of migrating all the websites you need to their system, absolutely free of cost. Get started now by going to voxonyx.com. That's VOXONX.com.
Tired of the same old conversations? Ready for something bold, fresh, and unapologetically real?
Look no further and tune in to Not Straight Cast, your go-to podcast where we celebrate the vibrant spectrum of the LGBTQ experience.
I'm Joe.
And I'm Josh.
We dive into stories that matter, from personal journeys to hot-button issues, laugh, cry, and everything in between. It's all here.
Join our community. Be inspired. Be informed. And most of all, be yourself.
Subscribe to Not Straight Cast on all major podcast platforms.
craving a sound check that celebrates you? Tune in to LGBTQ Radio, playing your favorite Not Straight music. From pop anthems to indie beats, LGBTQ Radio plays the hits that cater to our community. Stream your favorite artists and discover new tracks that'll keep you dancing all day and night. No talk, all tunes, LGBTQ Radio, where every beat is a celebration of you. Listen now at LGBTQRadio.com.
Welcome back to Not Straight Cast News. Judge Mary Kay Kinsella made history last week when she became the 12th Senate-confirmed LGBTQ judge appointed by President Joe Biden. The Senate voted 50-42 to confirm Kinsella after a day-long hearing. She'll now sit on the bench of the U.S. District Court for the Eastern District of Pennsylvania. Her confirmation helped Biden set a new record, topping both the Obama administration and Biden's administration's previously tied record of appointing 11 out LGBTQ judges. The 11 other LGBTQ judges appointed by Biden each represent a diverse background and identities. The 12 judges' appointments beat out former President Bill Clinton, who had a single gay judicial nominee, as well as former President Donald Trump, who had two gay judicial nominees. Lena Warnstein, senior director of the Fair Courts Program at the Leadership Conference on Civil and Human Rights, said in an email statement that for far too long, federal judges had disproportionately been white, male, straight, and cisgender. They have possessed a very narrow legal experience. This is finally changing, and for good reason. Having more judges, including openly LGBTQ judges, who come from all our communities, helps to build more trust in the judiciary and brings vitally important perspectives into our justice system. The selection of openly LGBTQ judges also sends a powerful signal that young LGBTQ lawyers, law students, and other potential future judges that they belong in the federal bench and in positions of power, Warnstein continued. We cannot underestimate the incredible world-changing impact this will have on many young people who will see a clear path to the judiciary. And finally, Kentucky Governor Andy Beshear, a Democrat, last week signed an executive order outlawing conversion therapy in the state, with a warning to Republicans who fought tirelessly against a ban. Hate is not who we are as Kentuckians. Beshear signed the historic order after similar legislation repeatedly fell to Republican opposition in the state legislature in previous years. The executive action outlaws the discredited therapy for minors and prevents state or federal funds from being used to pay for it. Let's be clear, conversion therapy has no basis in medicine or science, and has been shown to increase rates of suicide and depression, Beshear said in a statement. This is about doing what is right and protecting our children. Hate is not what we are as Kentuckians. The debunked practice has been banned in 23 states. Conversion therapy proponents claim an individual's sexual orientation and gender identity can be changed through a process of reparative therapy, including various psychological and/or physical therapies, which victims of the practice have likened to torture. About 21% of LGBTQ youth in Kentucky say that they've been threatened or subjected to conversion therapy, according to the Trevor Project. Republicans in the state legislature, who hold the supermajorities in both chambers, have banned gender-affirming care for minors and instituted a Don't Say Gay law for all grades in Kentucky's public schools, overcoming vetoes of the measures by Governor Beshear. With those veto-proof majorities, lawmakers in the state House and Senate could put Beshear's conversion therapy ban in jeopardy. This has been Not Straight Cast News.